suppose it does in the sense that in describing what we're trying to achieve with the book, we said that we want all the accounts to give an understanding of where known of the basic science behind the disease, the pathology of the disease, to give an account of the clinical manifestations and how to investigate and how to manage. That's what the book's seeking to achieve. So I suppose, well, I haven't put it in that way, but what we're saying is that the ideal physician should be concerned about all those things and should do all those things. I'd like to think the book represents, in some way, epitomizes the approach of an ideal physician to these diseases, but that's an enormously challenging undertaking, I think. And we'd like the book to be modeled on the precepts of Sir William Moseley's Textbook of Medicine, which is among the first, which again emphasized the clinical approach to the patient as being the way in which, whatever the scientific depth or academic fascination of the disease, that really is your only way of assessing what is going on in this individual suffering from illness. And then, in fact, we start with the frontispiece of a very ancient physician, John Dunstan, back in the 13th century. And I certainly wouldn't want to give him as an example of the ideal physician. I think he was pretty scurrilous. So I think we recognize that within that term, physician and doctor, there is an enormous range of human personality and human frailty. But each chapter we hope presents an essay.